Tercera tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces.
Dispone de 2 minutos para leer el cuestionario.
Under a darkening sky on a dusty, potholed track in eastern Zambia, a small boy is struggling to push a large Chinese bicycle. Its handlebars, crossbar and panniers are stacked impossibly high with yellow jerry cans, firewood and a sack of rice. Because the boy needs both hands to keep the bike upright, he can't sweep the flies from his eyes. But this 7-year-old is labouring under a much heavier, less visible burden. His name is Mulungani. It's an Nguni word meaning punish me. Who, I asked my driver Mavuto, would give their child such a horrible name? Maybe his grandfather, maybe the chief, he shrugs, explaining that in Zambia it's common for parents, especially in rural areas, to invite community elders to choose the name of a newborn. Sometimes the chief wants to punish the family, says Mavuto, or maybe he thinks this new child is too much for the family to bear. Watching the boy's Sisyphean progress towards his distant home, that name suddenly seems disturbingly apt. But he's not the only one round here, cursed with such a dismal name. In later days, I meet Chilumba, my brother's grave, Balaudi, I will be eaten, Soka, bad luck, and Chakufwa, it is dead. That said, I also meet Daliso, whose name means blessings, and Chikondi, which means love. Maybe it's me, but they do seem happier. In African culture, children are named according to the circumstances surrounding their birth, says Claire Muklenga Chilambo, a care worker at SOS Children's Villages in Zambia. It's good for those born at bright and merry moments, but unfortunate for the others. And there are a lot of others. HIV and AIDS have ravaged Zambia, and although infection rates are now falling, 55,000 adults and 5,000 kids became infected in 2015. Countrywide, an estimated 380,000 children have been orphaned by AIDS, and 85,000 are living with HIV. Ask Masie, that's orphan, or Chisonis, sadness, or the sad-eyed Chimwamsozi, whose name means drinker of tears, or 9-year-old Kamani, whose name means kill him, and his little brother Komeniso, aka kill him also. Most Zambians have several names, says Kanga Chepi Banda. His name means well off, and as a safari guide, he's doing okay. The first name is the Zina la Bamkombo, or the name of the umbilical cord, says Kanga Chepi. After birth, The mother and child hide away until the cord drops off. On that day, the baby is presented to family and neighbours, and the person honoured with choosing the name makes his decision. Use of this name is supposed to be limited. It's meant to be kept between the namer and the named, a dark reminder to the growing child that one person saw into his or her soul just after birth. The church, says Claire Mulenga Chilambo, offers deliverance. When they're baptized, people are given Christian names, she says. This gives them the opportunity to give up a name, which is often seen as the cause of misfortune in their lives. But there are some here who see opting for the homogenized anonymity of John, James, or Mary as a dereliction of tradition. Others feel that the names must be kept, not just out of respect to elders, but also as a guarantee of ancestral protection. If the name maketh the man, then surely Zambia's notoriously grim prisons are full of unfortunates who've been saddled with names like Chidano, Mapenzi, and Chananga. That's hatred, trouble, and wrongdoer, respectively. It's possible, concurs Movato. Growing up, he knew a kid called Chicheni, which translates as bad boy or thug. He ran away from home when he was 12, he says. He's in prison in South Africa now for the attempted murder of a security guard. Meanwhile, little Mulangani, punish me, has scrounged a lift in the back of our pickup to his home. It's a tin-roofed hut with a neat vegetable patch patrolled by bickering chickens and a dog called Imbwa, which means dog. Sometime soon, says Mulangani, I'm going to be baptised. My new name will be Emmanuel. It means God is with me. He smiles. He likes Emmanuel. As we drive away, there's a storm brewing in the west. The potholes are getting deeper and the clutch is playing up. As the first fat raindrops splatter the dusty windscreen, it suddenly strikes me that I haven't asked Mavuto what his name means. He grimaces as he struggles to find third gear. It means problems, he says.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
Under a darkening sky on a dusty, potholed track in eastern Zambia, a small boy is struggling to push a large Chinese bicycle. Its handlebars, crossbar and panniers are stacked impossibly high with yellow jerry cans, firewood and a sack of rice. Because the boy needs both hands to keep the bike upright, he can't sweep the flies from his eyes. But this seven-year-old is labouring under a much heavier, less visible burden. His name is Mulangani. It's an Nguni word meaning punish me. Who, I asked my driver Mavuto, would give their child such a horrible name? Maybe his grandfather, maybe the chief, he shrugs, explaining that in Zambia it's common for parents, especially in rural areas, to invite community elders to choose the name of a newborn. Sometimes the chief wants to punish the family, says Mavuto, or maybe he thinks this new child is too much for the family to bear. Watching the boy's Sisyphean progress towards his distant home, that name suddenly seems disturbingly apt. But he's not the only one round here, cursed with such a dismal name. In later days, I meet Chilumba, my brother's grave, Balaudi, I will be eaten, Soka, bad luck, and Chakufwa, it is dead. That said, I also meet Daliso, whose name means blessings, and Chikondi, which means love. Maybe it's me, but they do seem happier. In African culture, children are named according to the circumstances surrounding their birth, says Claire Muklenga Chilambo, a care worker at SOS Children's Villages in Zambia. It's good for those born at bright and merry moments, but unfortunate for the others. And there are a lot of others. HIV and AIDS have ravaged Zambia, and although infection rates are now falling, 55,000 adults and 5,000 kids became infected in 2015. Countrywide, an estimated 380,000 children have been orphaned by AIDS and 85,000 are living with HIV. Ask Masie, that's orphan, or Chisonis, sadness, or the sad-eyed Chimwamsozi, whose name means drinker of tears, or 9-year-old Kamani, whose name means kill him, and his little brother Komeniso, a.k.a. kill him also. Most Zambians have several names, says Kangachepi Banda. His name means well off, and as a safari guide, he's doing okay. The first name is the Zina la Bamkombo, or the name of the umbilical cord, says Kangachepi. After birth, the mother and child hide away until the cord drops off. On that day, the baby is presented to family and neighbours, and the person honoured with choosing the name makes his decision. Use of this name is supposed to be limited. It's meant to be kept between the namer and the named, a dark reminder to the growing child that one person saw into his or her soul just after birth. The church, says Claire Mulenga Chilambo, offers deliverance. When they're baptised, people are given Christian names, she says. This gives them the opportunity to give up a name, which is often seen as the cause of misfortune in their lives. But there are some here who see opting for the homogenised anonymity of John, James or Mary as a dereliction of tradition. Others feel that the names must be kept, not just out of respect to elders, but also as a guarantee of ancestral protection. If the name maketh the man, then surely Zambia's notoriously grim prisons are full of unfortunates who've been saddled with names like Chidano, Mapenzi and Chananga. That's hatred, trouble and wrongdoer, respectively. It's possible, concurs Movato. Growing up, he knew a kid called Chicheni, which translates as bad boy or thug. He ran away from home when he was 12, he says. He's in prison in South Africa now for the attempted murder of a security guard. Meanwhile, little Mulangani, punish me, has scrounged a lift in the back of our pickup to his home. It's a tin-roofed hut with a neat vegetable patch patrolled by bickering chickens and a dog called Imbwa, which means dog. Sometime soon, says Mulangani, I'm going to be baptised. My new name will be Emmanuel. It means God is with me. He smiles. He likes Emmanuel. As we drive away, there's a storm brewing in the west. The potholes are getting deeper and the clutch is playing up. As the first fat raindrops splatter the dusty windscreen, it suddenly strikes me that I haven't asked Mavuto what his name means. He grimaces as he struggles to find third gear. It means problems, he says.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la tercera tarea. Ha terminado la grabación.